So I want to speak about firm foundations. We've already heard about the wise man and the foolish man, and we've heard something there from Psalm 127. But I'm going to begin by talking about the Eddystone Lighthouse. The Eddystone Lighthouse is in the English Channel, just off the coast of Plymouth, and it was the first one was placed there. It looked a bit like this. Some 270 years ago. And it was put there, of course, to warn ships of the dangerous reefs that were nearby. The architect at the time was a man called Win Stanley. And when he built it, he was so confident of how strong it was that he had written on the cornerstone of the house, "Blow, O you winds, rise, O ocean waves, break forth, you elements, and try my work." Well, they certainly did, because it fell down in 3 years. A violent storm came and swept away his lighthouse. Another lighthouse went up for another 50 years before, so there's the kind of first one, second one, and then in 1756, the red and white one, John Smeaton, who was an early civil engineer, rebuilt it once again. He found a new site for the lighthouse and he dug down deep into the solid rock. Now, this man was a Christian, and so on the cornerstone he wrote the words that we've just heard read. "Except the Lord build the house, its builders labour in vain." And it withstood every test until 1899. And then you think, oh, then the storm took it down. No, they just decided that they wanted to replace it with the fourth one on the right. And if you see that today, it has a helicopter pad now on the top of the Eddystone Lighthouse. But what they did was that they took down Smeaton's lighthouse, brick by brick, and they rebuilt it on Plymouth Hoe. If you've ever been to Plymouth Hoe, it's still standing there, this red and white lighthouse on the Hoe. So it wasn't destroyed, they just took it down and rebuilt it. And it still stands there today. Now, raising a child is a wonderful privilege and a serious responsibility. How do we give our children a firm foundation for their lives? In the Old Testament, we read that children are to honour your father and mother, that it may go well with you, and that you may enjoy life, long life on the earth. So there are instructions for children there. In the New Testament, the Apostle Paul said, "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right." But also, "Fathers, do not exasperate your children. Instead, bring them up in the training and instruction of the Lord." I don't know if you exasperate your children, but I'm sure I think I've exasperated mine at some point in life. Every child is a gift, a blessing from God. I heard of a young mother with two children who then became pregnant a third time. And she was quite upset because she only actually wanted two children. And she really struggled to accept the birth of this third child. They'd never planned to have a third one. And she always said, "Oh, that baby, that was the accident." Oh dear. Imagine being brought up, being labelled the accident. Is that you? The unwanted child. That'd be so sad. I'm sure Maeve and Theo are very precious to you both and very much wanted. I have three children, all of them grown up. One of them is here today. They are a blessing to me. They are a joy to me, but they are also a challenge at times. And sometimes I lose my patience, or I have done, and sometimes I let them down. But I will never stop loving them or worrying about them. And even though I'm in my 50s, I know my mum, who's still here, she still worries about me even now. I worry a lot about her, but there we go. God sees that children are important. There's no doubt about that. And so it's frightening, isn't it, to hear stories of children being mistreated, stories of child abuse. Our children are a heritage, a legacy, a reward, a prize, a gift. And so the question we need to ask ourselves, what must I do as a parent to preserve this precious gift? God has given you a gift, but he's also given you a responsibility to lay a foundation in their lives. So I want to point out four necessities this morning, four firm foundations that I believe we need to give our children. And here's the first: our time. We need to give our children our time. In Ephesians it says, be very careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity, because the days are evil. We can apply that verse in lots of ways, about telling other people about what Jesus means to us. But surely we can apply it to our children, taking the opportunity. Our children are a mission field on our doorstep. And I don't need to tell you that the days are evil, aren't they? This is a dangerous world for our children to grow up in. There are so many influences out there upon them. There are many things that they could get involved in that can harm them. Why are so many children in so much trouble? Perhaps one of the main reasons is that their parents are not giving them the time that they need. Because the trouble is, we live in a very individualistic, very selfish society where all that seems to matter is my own pleasure, my own satisfaction. People can very easily have children, but are we prepared to invest the time that is needed in our children? Children today spend more time than ever in front of TVs or computers, gaming or on social media. But how much are we personally engaging with them? How much time are we spending as parents? And we live in unprecedented times materially. Possessions have taken over. People in their homes have more things than ever before. I look in my own attic, and my own garage, and it's frightening, isn't it, what we have actually managed to accumulate. I know you're looking at moving house. And the more things you have, the tougher that gets. We just accumulate, don't we, so much of this world's goods. Perhaps that's going to have to change in our present economic climate, where we have to think about things a bit more. But it's so easy, isn't it, for those soulless, earthly things, money, goods, entertainment, to become the priority of our lives. Our children may have more things than previous generations, but do they have us? Do they have us? Our time, our interest, our understanding, our care. You know, I'll tell you, child, if you've got children, that childhood passes incredibly quickly. My children are all in their 20s. And it just seems to go in a shot. We only have a limited time to be that positive influence on their lives. The second thing that we can give our children, as well as our time, is our discipline. Oh dear. Our discipline. Some of you have heard about a child last week who, when caught short, went to the toilet in one of the display toilets in B&Q. Not the greatest idea. And that child, no doubt, needed to be pointed in the right direction. And the error of his ways, he was well-meaning, but... Children need some discipline. Not in a cruel, harsh, barbaric way. Our discipline needs to be motivated by an exercise in love. It says in Proverbs, discipline a child, for in this there is hope. Discipline must not be inconsistent or unreasonable or excessive. And I have to admit, it's not easy, and I'm sure that all of us as parents have got it wrong some of the time. But we need to ask, and you will need to ask with Maeve and Theo as they grow up, as they become more independent, what boundaries am I setting on them? Are you setting good boundaries for your children? When those boundaries are broken, are you prepared to discipline them in love? Talking of love, our children need our time, our discipline, but above all, most importantly, they need our love. I think it's very unlikely that Maeve and Theo will not receive love. It's evident to me that you are loving parents. I dare say Maeve is the apple of Ashley's eye. But there we go. I know that they will benefit from wider friends and family. But I encourage you, as the years go by, should God grant the time and Maeve grows and perhaps at some point tries to assert her independence, well, I think she might be doing that now. Whatever happens with our children, we must always go on loving them. What worse could there be than a child to be born into a home without love? John Lennon wrote a song called Love. In it he said, love is real, real is love, love is feeling, feeling love, love is wanting to be loved. But his son, Julian Lennon, said about his father, you know, I felt my dad was a hypocrite. Dad could talk about peace and love out loud to the world, but he never showed it to the people who needed it most, namely his wife and his son. What an indictment that is. 99% of parents will say they love their children, but love is more than just a feeling, it is action, isn't it? And the greatest demonstration of love in action was that which God the Father showed to every one of us. He loved us so much that he was willing to take his own son, Jesus, who died on a cross, to be a sacrifice for us. That the judgment of our sins was placed on his son, Jesus, so that we could be forgiven, that we could have a restored relationship with him as our Father. That was the greatest love of all, shown in action. You might say, well, what kind of a father is that who would sacrifice his own son? Well, Jesus and God the Father knew this was the only way back for you and me, that we needed our sins to be dealt with. And so together, Jesus came and he died and was that sacrifice. Now it said in that psalm, unless the Lord builds the house, its builders labour in vain. And it's my belief that actually only with God and his word at the centre of our lives that we can really give our children the foundation they need. Because without, you see, the instruction of the Bible and its consistency, everything else is so subjective, too subjective. We live in a society, don't we, that says every person's way of doing things is a valid way of doing things. What kind of society are we creating where we just say, do what pleases you and that's okay? I believe when we depart from God and his words, when we try and build our lives on anything other than God, then actually we're building on sand. And such a house and such a life will not stand in the day of testing because it doesn't have any firm foundations. So if you really want to love your children, ensure that they have that firm foundation that is found in God's word. They might be your first time in church for a very long time today. You might not know how to be here or to act. I hope that we've kind of broken down some of your views of what church might be like. But what we seek to do in this church week by week is to go back to the old faithful instructions in God's word that gave people in our society a firm foundation for their lives, and for which many of us have found to be a solid foundation for the way that we live. So give your children your time, your discipline, your love, and fourthly, we need to give our children our prayers. What our children need most is our prayers, that God will come to them in their lives, that they will follow him for themselves. There will come a time when Mabel will be of age, well, she will make her own decisions in life. But what you can always do for her, wherever she is and whatever she's doing, is pray for her. Because we have a great God who hears and answers prayer. And that's why we pray as a church this morning to that end, that Mava may find that bedrock, that firm foundation for her life in Christian faith that so many of us have found. Alicia spoke to me of how she feels drawn back to Stoke Green. Why? Because it had an influence on your life when you were young. And you don't forget that. This is always your church. And that's what we pray for Mava and Theo too, that God will keep his hand on them, that they will hear his truth here, that they will not be lost to the church, whether this church or another church, but more importantly, they will find that firm foundation for their lives that comes from being part of God's church and following him. So in conclusion, parents, our children are precious. They are a blessing from God. We can give our children all sorts of nice things and experiences, but what they need most is our time, our discipline, our love, our prayers, and above all, they need the solid foundation of Jesus Christ, of God's word for their lives. God bless you.